Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Come on! You know what? Listen, winners win.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Andy Dalton showed it's, looks like it's operator error.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Can't make it up, man. The Red Rifle, everybody. Getting it done. And now Carolina is 1-2, a game out of first.
Earlier on the show, Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, still to come. Two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long, author Mike Silver. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. As soon as we're done, Susie Schuster, Amy Trask record the latest episode of What the Football. Marshall Faulk is their guest this week. Check that one out. Our Overreaction Monday pod. Over 130,000 people have already taken it in the first 24 hours on our YouTube channel. We greatly appreciate all of that. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for all of our podcasts and to catch up on anything going on in our neck of the woods. If you don't catch us live on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, or more, our podcast version of the show, all 3 hours, that's also available for you to take in whenever you want. Our friend who's got a great pod of his own, the Greenlight pod host, Chris Long, is back here on the program. Good to see you, Chris. How are you, brother?
Rich, how's it going, man?
Better than Doug Peterson. You know?
Oh yeah.
And sure. And I know you're fond of him just like I am. What is he saying to the team? Like what do you do right now after that, Chris?
I don't know. I've been in the building on some days like today. That's probably the last place you want to be. I was thinking about that flight home for that team. Wasn't it such a buy low spot for that team? It was like, yeah, come on, they're gonna figure something out, they're gonna play better. Like going on the road, hostile environment, probably one of the better teams in football right now. If you're not ready to play there in the first 10 minutes of the game, you know, they're just not ready. And it's a shame because out of the gate, I thought the defense was playing better and I thought Nielsen was a really good hire, but they just don't seem to put a full game together. They don't seem to play complimentary football. And yeah, Doug's on the hot seat for sure, don't you think?
I was just saying at the end of the show, for first hour, Chris, that when an owner says this is our best team we've ever had and it's time to win and gives $55 million a year to a quarterback that you are in charge of growing and getting him to that Super Bowl level like you did for Nick Foles, right, and Carson Wentz, and you're 0-3 getting embarrassed on national television, that's how you get got. That's how you get got in this league. But you also have this team that it's pretty much the same group with some improvements that went to the playoffs 2 years ago, that was in line to be the one seed in the night that Trevor Lawrence and Christian Kirk got hurt on a Monday night against Cincinnati last year, and they haven't won since. I mean, it's still the same guys in the room, Chris, right?
Yeah, it is. Plus exciting rookie receiver and that type of thing. I thought they were going to improve. I really didn't see this one clearly coming in this year. I didn't think they were going to win the division or anything, but figured, you know, with the improvements, you know, offensively, they'd be better and adding Nielsen, but it just has not come together for them. And I think pretty soon the first thing you probably see is like, hey, OC got to make a decision on him. You know, I don't know if it's one of those things where Doug, you know, says he's going to take the play calling over or something like that. You know, that's usually like the last hurrah, but it's not like you went on the road and lost close. And I think Doug's a great coach, a Super Bowl champion. There's nothing you can take away from him there, but at every stop it works out differently. And you know, to 47-10, that's just like, that's insane. Yeah. That's, I've been on some bad teams and you don't forget those games, even on bad teams where you lose a whole bunch of them. They quickly went from a team where you're like, yeah, they got the franchise quarterback, he's due for a deal. You know, midway point last year, you're thinking they're maybe ascending. The last time they played the Bills in London, you know, they played the Chiefs close early last year to start the season out. They couldn't put it together, though, offensively in that game. And you're like, they'll put it together, and they just haven't. So I don't know where you go from here. They are certifiably a bad team right now. Like, it's wild. And Rich, you and I have talked about this before with Trevor Lawrence. I think we have. I don't know if we got to roll tape back, but you know, I've asked kind of like what has he done? You know what I mean? To demand that kind of money, it's tough, man. Quarterbacks don't grow on trees, but I do think what you're seeing is around the league is a lot of these people don't need high-priced quarterbacks necessarily. A lot of these guys don't need high draft pick quarterbacks. You know, not saying you can't hit on those guys, a la C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels and people like that. But, you know, KOC's making it work with Sam Darnold. You know, Seattle is on year, what, three with a retread who's doing really, really well. Liam Cohen and Baker erased Sunday from your memory, but, like, good start. And Canales revamped his whole deal. So, you know, they paid this guy, and now, obviously – you're stuck with him for a little bit, and Doug's under fire because of it, probably. I mean, a lot of it's his fault, but some of it's the QB.
Chris Long, Green Lightwood podcast host. You can also catch him on Friday nights inside the NFL and the CW as well, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Are the Bills the best team in the AFC right now? Put your marker on them, Chris Long?
Let's see. No. I mean, like... It's week four, you know, and I picked the Bills to win the East. Thank you very much. I think they're going to win the East. And people were all about, hey, there's going to be a recession. You know, it's Stephon Diggs. Well, like, they weren't using him last year, and you can see they love Kincaid. And I think Joe Brady is fantastic. You know, another underrated thing about the Bills is, you know, they went through that period of change in the middle of last season, you know, where a lot of teams right now are having to go through crises, whether it's San Francisco with everything they've dealt with, the injuries, the holdouts, the everything. You know, you obviously have issues in Cincinnati. You know, the losing of Joe Mixon, that's a big deal. That ailed Houston this weekend, his new team. You know, Kansas City losing Pacheco and having to go through that, losing defensive pieces. Sean McDermott figures that defense out like nobody's business with the pieces he has. Nobody gets little guys to play bigger. And I don't mean like just small guys, but, you know, guys you hadn't heard of. And I think that Miami game was perfect example of that, where the guys in the back end, they're the walking wounded. And here goes the fastest show on turf. On grass, and you know, you come out of that game a winner. So I think, long story short, the defense is always making it work because they have that mastermind D coordinator. And now you've got Joe Brady, who you went through that in the middle of last season while all these teams are going through their growing pains right now. Like, they went through those growing pains last year. And so people slept on them coming in. And while everybody else is just getting started, they're like, yeah, we were here like 8 months ago or whatever it is.
Well, it sounds like you just said the Bills are the best team in the AFC. Everything.
No, Rich. I mean, it sounds like freaking week four, dude. Rich, well, I mean, it's week four. I'm not a national. I'm not a national media member like
you.
I don't.
Yes, you are. You're on the CW with Bill Belichick and Ryan Clark
mining,
and Ocho,
quote
pal.
Mining.
Come on, what
dude.
Do you
I'm not. Yeah, and come you know on. What I do? I avoid. What? I avoid stuff like that. It's week four. I'm not going to tell you they're better than the Chiefs. I don't know that. I don't like 2 weeks ago. Or last week, you would have said, hey, the Ravens are cooked. They just got beat by the Raiders. And then you turn that game on. The swings of consensus here in the first month of the season is something like, hey, I've only been doing this for 5 years or whatever it is. But maybe the first thing I said to myself, like walking out the door, like a kid going to school this year, Rich, was like, okay, year whatever it is, we're not going to make big blanketed statements. Now I've already killed the Cowboys off. Okay.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson too in week one.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, hey, listen, it's just pointless to say who the best team in the East is. It's week four. You said it. I work on Inside the NFL.
Yes, sir.
You know what Bill would say if you asked him?
Yeah.
Week four. You know, so it doesn't matter who's the best team right now. I think they have an opportunity to be the best team in the AFC. I think that's awesome because people sold them. How about Josh Allen? Everybody, doubters, hot takes, last calendar year, some of the takes have been criminal. I mean, come on. He hasn't won anything. He's playing with Michael Jordan in his conference, okay? I know if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, but this guy might be the best ever before it's all said and done. He's got one guy, in my opinion, to really compete with in Brady, but like Mahomes is up there. And Josh Allen didn't miss that field goal last year. You know, like there are situations where Josh Allen ran out of time a couple years ago at Arrowhead. I was at that game. You know, it just is what it is. This guy, when you look at his playoff resume, when you look at what he, just watch him. Somebody asked me last night because I said he is QB2. I can't believe we were even talking about somebody else being QB2 a couple months ago. And they said, no, actually, this year he's playing the best football in the league. And that's probably true. He's probably playing like QB1 right now. But it is a long season. Josh would tell you, who cares who the best team is in September, October? He wants to be the best team in January. So as a media member, that's where I'm going with it.
Chris Long, who refuses to say the Bills are the best team in the AFC, except every word out of his mouth says exactly that right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Well, they've got a lot of injuries on defense. Hey, Chris, some aggregator is gonna, if I were more famous, some aggregator
you could
somehow
say that, man.
More famous.
Get out here. This is funny.
It's Chris Long.
Oh, man, I'm having my fun right here. Would you play Jameis in Cleveland right now? You know the contract. You know everything going on. Would you play Jameis right now if you're Kevin Stefanski, Chris Long?
Sure. Why not? You know, Rich?
Sure.
Yeah, how's that? Sure.
Why not?
Chris Long, in quotes, sure.
No,
I don't even know if you can make that a... No, would I play Jameis?
That would be a bold move, man. That would be really bold.
I think we're a little short-sighted here. I'd be trying to figure out what the plan is for the next few years. Because, you know, you got to start getting something back for... you know, some capital or something and start listen, I understand. I've done this on this show.
Yes, sir.
Browns fans week two, they're like, yeah, he's back. I'm like, all right. Let me know when the guy that was like the guy in Houston gets back because that's what you paid for. So, I mean, you put so much, he had to be the guy in Houston and maybe, and then some to make this worth it. It's not. I'm not making this personal because of whatever's going on off the field. I mean, like I'm being an analyst here and as a football player and hey, this is a guy. Hey, I was a huge fan of that football player in Houston. I'll never forget me and Michael Bennett sacked him 4 times on the same play and we didn't get a sack. It was like, got up, fell down. He just launches the ball 60 yards, hits a receiver in stride. And I get up and I'm like, how did he do that? I mean, he was that good at times. But I think, as I pointed out before, the attrition on his body. And now, like, it's the most mental position in football. Like, you know, I don't know that he's got it anymore. And they're not running Stefanski's offense, who I think is a hell of a coach, but they're running something else completely to suit him. And they've got injuries at tackle. I mean, like the offensive line. Nick Chubb, you know, he's the straw that stirred the drink there, you know, and haven't seen him yet.
Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show. Earlier in our conversation, when you were talking about young quarterbacks performing well in relation to what we're seeing out of Trevor Lawrence, you included Jaden Daniels in the same sentence as C.J. Stroud. Are you seeing what happened last night and saying what I came on the show, Chris, and I'm like, if you're a Commander fan, you got to think you hit the quarterback jackpot in the draft. I know it's just three games, one big one on a Monday night, but I heard that out of your mouth earlier, Chris. Are you throwing them out
well,
there?
Listen, I grew up in Virginia, so a lot of you know, Commanders fans here. I'll just say that, like, just my group texts are all going off, like a bunch of 30, 40 year old dudes last night. Like, we found the guy, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy they found the guy, not for the Eagles' sake, but like just for the sake of, like, I've watched this thing and, you know, change ownership when that was very much needed to kind of come in and clean house, to exercise the demons. And then, like, in your very first stab at it, to hit on a guy like this who, listen, Caleb Williams might end up being very, very good. If you actually watch that game on Sunday against the Colts, I see what people see, okay? But this guy, Jaden Daniels, he might be ready to play right now, and it might not look as cool as it does with Caleb sometimes. But what being a quarterback in the NFL is about, it's about the red zone. It's about third down. It's about fourth down. And when you add the quarterback run element, which he's been using a lot, those conversions late in that game on the road were, it's like he's a vet. And that's the thing that I thought about CJ last year. Different players, but that maturity. And, you know, while both years were like, oh, consensus every year, consensus number one, consensus two, three, this team's crazy. They wouldn't even think of leapfrogging the other to get the guy who's, and Houston ended up with QB1. And I think Jaden Daniels has a shot to be QB1 out of this group because of how pro ready he is. Caleb's going to have to fight an uphill battle, you know, and I think Washington did a better job than people gave them credit for, surrounding him with some nice veteran pieces. And I think Cliff's doing a good job. And dude, I'm in on that kid.
No doubt. That dot he threw to McLaurin. Well, I mean, and the first one was obviously very impressive, just dropping it in there on a deep ball. But the one he threw with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go, basically to call game over on Joe Burrow.
Game.
He called game.
My jaw dropped.
Me too.
I was like,
me too.
Yeah, like, sure. I threw a couple on the Bengals, like, live money line, because I was like, why not? Like, glutton for punishment here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And I'm just watching, and I was like, I can't even be mad. Like, that was, I will remember where I was when he made that throw, because if he ends up having a great career, which, you know, I don't want to crown the kid. Like I said, it's only week 3, week 4, but that's one of those moments where you're like, yeah, wow, the whole country saw it. You know, I did not think that game was going to be the one we were going to be up late watching. And boy, oh boy, it was like at the end of that game, they were like, number one, we're not punting the football. You know, we're not giving them the ball back. So the gravity of the situation to go and possibly give them that field position, he got nailed in that, like, it was right on him.
Mm-hmm.
And to put that ball where he put it, you were like, man, this kid's got it. He's got that it factor.
That was great. It really was amazing. And just, I guess, to wrap it up, we were having our fun earlier on about how takes in our business in the NFL don't last 5 minutes, let alone an entire week.
There's no point in making them.
No, I know that, but here this couldn't have been more crystallized. this past week in the fact that the Panthers were the worst organization in sports. They have totally failed Bryce Young. They didn't surround him with any weapons. This team was dead in the water already. And Andy Dalton flips the script in about, what would you say? I mean, I watched the game about
25 minutes.
Yeah. Like
I knew right away.
I was going to give you middle of the second quarter on that one, but like he just flipped it.
I knew right away.
Honestly, Dave Canales winds up with a game ball from David Tepper in a celebratory locker room. I mean, talk about any given Sunday. Holy cow, Chris. Unreal.
That was the sharp play this weekend. Not to go, but that was the move. It was it was like Carolina plus 5, and dudes were all over it. And it makes a lot of sense because the very way that Antonio Pierce had his big like coming out party last year was against Giants. Remember that? Daniel Jones gets hurt. It's interim coach week, and they just roll. And like it just gave them a shot in the arm. And I think Andy Dalton gave the Panthers that same shot in the arm because it's a complicated situation here. Like the first two things you rattled off can still be true, right, Rich? Like it can be a terribly run organization and they can have failed Bryce Young and Andy Dalton still might be the right guy for the job right now. And, those players have a right to feel slighted the way everybody was talking about him because, if you're a vet on that team, you're like, hey, it's not all us, and that's the truth. In an NFL locker room and in a building like that, there's a little of everything going on. And I think like my biggest gripe still remains, if you knew this is what Bryce was going to look like coming in the season, you should have just started the season with Andy because with my eyes, that does look like a competitive football team. And Andy looks like the perfect bridge or starter, however you want to put it, so you don't distress your asset 2 weeks in. Like now, you want to give me Bryce? Okay. Like I'm not going to really send you much. You're not doing anything with him. And also you've ruined the kid. The kid was not set up to succeed, the first year of his career. That's not the end of the world. It happens to a lot of draft picks, especially high ones. But then year two, if he looks that bad in camp, well, I don't know if maybe they were blindsided by it. Why aren't you just stashing him for a little bit? That's where I'm coming from on that thing. Now, you stick with Andy Dalton because the guy can make your team competitive. And I think those guys are hungry to prove that it wasn't them the first 2 weeks of the season.
Last one for you. What did you make of Antonio Pierce talking about business decisions from the podium that he saw some players make business decisions and they're going to make them as well? What'd you make of that one, Chris?
Well, yeah, when you make business decisions, you are eligible to be the butt of another business decision in the NFL, Rich. It's like we've all had plays we want back. Usually you hope they're not effort plays, right? And I think that's what he's talking about. Like if you don't want to get called out subliminally in the media, Rich, it's like then don't do whatever he's talking about, right? Like he's not calling out guys who aren't executing. He's talking about guys that when we say business decision, we're saying like took the easy way out. And so for a team that just beat the Ravens, if you're trying to go somewhere as an organization, I think what he's trying to get across this week is probably like, y'all got fat and happy. It's 1 week. Like, would you win the Super Bowl? And then when the going gets tough, and I've been on a lot of bad teams, when you cut the tape on, some of the most valuable tape is 4-minute mode. And I'm talking about when you're getting the blunt end of it. You know what I mean? And I want to find out who's still interested in football and like who's going to play hard. And even on bad teams in bad spots, we used to pride ourselves in like, hey, I want to jump off the film. Somebody watching be like, what's this guy playing for? Man, he's playing hard. That's got to be the attitude. And I think for Antonio Pierce, the plan is not to be in these situations. you know, but when you are, there's still value in how you handle yourself. And so I have no problem with the call out. He didn't say anybody by name. Now, what he did is he sent a lot of people on like a goose chase to find out on the All 22 who was making the business decisions. What happens, Rich, when one of your staff makes a business decision?
Well, you know? I make business decisions myself, Chris, you know. Don't discount the baby face, you know.
The baby face.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're the best. You're the best, brother. Love our chats. Thanks again. Who's on your pod this week? Who's on your pod?
Shoot. Just a whole lot of me talking. There's just too much football, man.
I love it. It's great. There's no such thing. How dare
Stanford
you?
Stanford Steve, the usuals. Oh, no. You know what?
Not.
Couple big names. I can't say them for sure yet. You know, the bookers are like, I think we're getting this guy.
Okay. Yeah, I know. By the way,
I'll text you.
Dude, getting Joey Bosa coughing up the story of Harbaugh sitting in the cold tub in his full on khakis is just great. That was awesome.
Is that it, bro? Societal norms with that guy.
Love it.
He's never heard of it.
I love it. Good stuff. You never know what you're going to hear or see on the Green Light with Chris Longpod. And again, check out Inside the NFL. On the CW with Chris, Bill Belichick, and more. Thanks again, brother. You're the best.
Thank you. Best team in the AFC, Jets.
There you go.
Kidding.
There you go. Let me write that one down. Oh. Chris Long hitting it out the roll.
End quote.
Out the
end
door.
Quote.
Ladies and gentlemen, aggregate that man. Aggregate that man now. Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday when we come back. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about game time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I did not approve this, but, you know, that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says breaking Bears trading for Russell Wilson. And what's today's date? What's today's
it
date?
It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air, and my phone's on the desk, and it's buzzing. And
yeah.
And I see it is, you know, it's Jeff Garland. Is the caller there? Is the caller there on the Rich Eisen?
Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear, but I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God.
TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garland?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm ready
for
it.
The power that I have, especially in practical jokes, I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them.
Oh, my God.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Just had my fun with Chris Long right there, saying, are the Bills the best team in the AFC? He's like, I'm not going to say anything, and then says the Bills are basically the best team in the AFC.
He literally laid out like
pretty
like
much
point
every
for
case,
point,
coaching, like quarterback, both the head coach, all that stuff, right?
He's
like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say they're better than the Chiefs. And then, of course, Steeler fans might be saying, there's another 3-0 team that's
Hello.
Not being mentioned. And that 3-0 team has a defense that's coming for you. And Justin Fields is 3-0. He's looking like a quarterback that's not making the mistake, making the plays that are needed, letting the defense do the rest, and doesn't care that there's no pictures on the stat sheet, right? Pretty much. Yep. Meanwhile, all of the members of the media are demanding answers from Mike Tomlin about who's the quarterback of this team moving forward. And he's playing it week to week. As you know, he's been basically saying, hey, Russ is not available to us. So this is a moot point. And Tomlin today asked point blank, why aren't you naming Justin Fields as starter? How do you think he handled that one?
Oh, yeah. Well, he probably gave him the straight answer.
Well,
right?
Here's the answer. Go ahead. Hit it.
Now that you're three games in, what more do you need to see from Justin? Why not name him the starting quarterback?
Because there's no need. You know, I explained to you the variables of the week. It has not changed. He's going to walk in this building with that mindset tomorrow. And so I really, there's no need to. Sometimes in this business, man, there's a myriad of complex decisions that need to be made. I've learned to make them when it's appropriate and it's not necessary as we sit here right now. When Russ gets to an appropriate point of health and we have a decision to make, I'll make it and I'll announce it and I'll be really transparent about it. But until then, I don't care how many ways you guys ask me, you know, I got no intentions of making a decision that's unnecessary at this juncture.
He's number one.
He's number one.
He has overtaken.
Moved, yeah. But he's right. It's just like
he's on.
Even if Russ is like close to being ready, he's right. He's learned. Yeah. There's no reason to make the complex decisions in advance.
Right.
Where suddenly you're like, Justin's the starter. Russ is just going to wear a clip, you know, or an earbud and have a clipboard. Now, whatever might be lighting Justin Fields' fire is no longer potentially a fire lighter, right? And if he starts to struggle, then it's suddenly like you don't have a pulse of your team. And then Russ comes in, and Russ, you're turning to him now because, you know, you've removed Justin from being the starter when you've made him the starter. You got egg on your face. You now now it makes it more complex with the media. Why do it? And when Russ is like, suddenly, I'm healthy, well, then it'll be like, Justin's the starter.
Well, we're 5-0, so sorry.
But we'll go week to week with it. And you know what? The team is kind of handling that week to week just fine. You're 3-0. Your defense is balling out. Kid's not making any mistakes. Why make it more complex than you have to? Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Right?
It's the quarterback, stupid.
And Anthony Richardson better clean up whatever is part of his game needs cleaning up, because guess who's coming to clean him up?
Yeah, 90.
90 and the rest of that defense coming into Indianapolis. I called that game last year between these two teams. That's when he handed Mason Rudolph a mop. Tomlin, after he was riding with Trubisky one more time, and it was not pretty, and it was that was the game where a KZ got ejected, hit Pittman.
Oh, right.
And it was one of those games where you could hear the hits from the booth, and the place was going nuts.
That was awful.
And Gardner Minshew and the Colts were thinking they're going to win this division, and it was a Donnybrook, man. And here we go again.
Do you think that Pittsburgh plays defense for 3 weeks better than anybody else does anything? Like, is their defense better than the best offense? You know what I mean? Like,
Without a doubt.
Like, their unit.
The best offense we've seen so far.
Probably Buffalo.
Well,
right?
I mean, New Orleans up until this past week.
Yeah.
But that defense has been lights out since the initial coin flip.
Yeah, they really have.
That's a good question. I would say yes. Why not?
Buffalo has 112 points. That's slightly ahead of the Saints have 103.
Well, and the only thing is, it's an open question because we have not seen the Commanders punting unit.
That's true.
If you're asking about do the Steelers have on defense the best operating unit of any unit in the National Football League, offense, defense, or special teams. It's an open question as to what the Commanders punt team looks like.
That's true. Could you name their punter?
You know what? I don't know.
Reggie Roby.
Is it Tressway?
It is.
Hey.
Hi. How did you know that?
Because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional. What more do you need to know? No, they didn't get in my ear. Don't ask them in the back if they got in my ear with that information. Is that what you just did? Did you just do that?
I might have asked.
How dare you?
Where's
how dare you?
No,
they didn't tell me anything. I just know my teams.
Wow, he's from Oklahoma.
Yes, he is. That I didn't know. Actually,
you can go home now.
Let me say this though. Let me say this about Jaden Daniels. Then we'll throw it a break. Then we'll do some overreaction Monday. Okay,
I got some good ones
on a Tuesday. I'm sure you do. Then we'll take a phone call or two as well.
I'm still blown away by Tressway.
Let me say this. The one interested observer of last night's Jaden Daniels performance that I'm interested in knowing how that watch went for him is Caleb Williams. I'm wondering if he picked up anything of how Daniels handled his business on third downs, on rolling out of the pocket, on decision-making. I'm wondering if he picked anything up on that. And it's not fair to compare the two when they're different human beings and they have different identification, you know, different fingerprints, whatever. I get it. Different games, different styles, whatever you want to say. But one guy is searching for an identity on offense with his team, surrounded by weapons. You just heard Chris Long say the Bears getting all sorts of kudos about who they're surrounding Caleb Williams with. And I understand Keenan Allen isn't out there, but DJ Moore is. And I understand the line play for the Commanders does appear to be a hell of a lot better than the one in Chicago.
Yes.
I understand all of that. But there's a lack of identity in Chicago, and you've seen the identity for Washington, which is run the ball and let your quarterback, who's played only three professional games now, make smart decisions on third down. Make the smart decisions. Take off if you can. Keep your head up down the field and look for the two guys that are on the side of the field that you're on. And now what they've added is the dot throws downfield. I mean, you've seen the ascension, right? You've seen how it's worked in three games. We've seen incremental for Caleb. I'm just wondering if he's sitting at home watching that game and seeing Jaden Daniels do what he's doing and picking something up, or maybe that's a firelight underneath him, the competitive nature for this kid.
But if the Bears had won the game, we'd be talking about, hey, this is the Caleb Williams you all thought. Dude. The guy did throw for the most yards this week and the most yards of the season to date.
Ifs and buts, candies and nuts. Right? If Dallas Goedert didn't go on that scamper or Saquon, we're talking about what's wrong with the Eagles.
I think we can still have that conversation.
I'm sure we can for pretty much every team.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's still the preseason. Like, let's be honest.
I hopefully through all that. But I'm just wondering how it sat with Caleb Williams to watch Jaden Daniels light it up and be efficient, smart, and efficient with the ball.
I think efficient is the key word in all
21 of 23, dude.
Yeah.
And then make the throws. The wow, eye-popping, I'm ending the game throws.
Really good deep balls he threw. Really good.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here in the Rich Eisen Show. Phone calls, Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Mike Silver on the latest of what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers. Christian McCaffrey's in Germany seeing Achilles tendonitis experts. What's up with that? Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier and others do not. Like having that conversation about money and keeping track of it and making sure they understand that money just doesn't grow on trees and don't take it for granted. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then they can also learn about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. My family uses it for my oldest son. You should do it too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/rich. Back here on the program, let's take a phone call here. Wayne in Newport News, Virginia.
Wayne.
Right there on Commander's Country, I imagine. What's up, Wayne?
How you doing, Rich?
You tell me.
Hey, man, I just want to start off saying I love your show.
Thank
the
you.
Chemistry that you guys have together is just awesome.
Thank you. We genuinely like each other, Wayne.
Some of the time, Wayne.
Oh, I would think
well,
so.
Well, again, thanks for taking my call. And I'm a huge Washington Commanders fan. And I'd just like to touch on a couple things.
Sure.
I think I could speak for most Washington fans. Getting that stinge out of there, Dan Snyder, was one of the happiest days of my life as being a Commanders fan. We got an owner now that owns other professional franchises and very successful. Getting back to the game, that was so impressive. And for that young man, especially at the end of that game, to stand in the pocket knowing he was getting ready to get lit up like a Christmas tree and drop that bomb, that dime, right in the corner of the end zone was just amazing. It took me back to the days where I felt like a little kid watching my favorite team. I even get a little emotional now because we've been bad for so long, and to have a young man like that come in and do his thing, it's just, it gives us hope.
That dot he threw, to he called game. I mean, and thanks to the call, Wayne, I think I saw on the next-gen stats that had a 10% chance of being completed on 3rd and 7, up by just 5 points. So you're basically saying we're going to take a shot at 10%, 9 out of 10 times we're kicking a field goal and giving Burrow a chance to tie with a 2-point conversion. We're going to go for it and call game with McLaurin, and then he drops it in, and that was over.
Over.
Unreal. You heard Chris Long say he won't forget where he was when he saw it.
Very exciting.
That's how good it was. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, game time tickets. Get it on a mobile device near you and start buying tickets to anything in your area, sports, music, comedy, theater. It's awesome. We use it. Susie and I use it with our kids when we take them to see concerts in the area right here, any of the sporting events here in the Los Angeles area. And we love using it because you could see the actual great deals on it. It's easy to use, takes the guesswork right out. We can see what the view from the stage, for instance, Susie just took Xander to a concert. What's the view from the stage? Boom. You could see it. It's awesome. We use it. You should too. Guesswork's totally out when you buy tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. That's our problem, is that we can't use a code anymore. It's just one purchase, you know? We're well past that. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Game Time is the presenting sponsor of Overreaction Monday. Chris and I did that yesterday once we were done. But we can't get enough of the construct. As a matter of fact, we want to do it for everybody right here on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey, and more. So let's hit it. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Go for it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Very good. Let's not forget the on a Tuesday part, because guess what? It's Tuesday. Chris?
Overreaction. I had so many takes this week. We're just spilling
it's spill over. It's spilling over.
Everybody good? You guys good?
We're good. We're good.
We're
thanks
good.
For
we're
asking.
Good.
Really.
Yeah, exactly. It was really good. Jaden Daniels is really good.
Yeah.
He should have been the first pick in the draft this year.
All right. You're going there, huh?
We had guys tell us. Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky. Yeah. They're like, I'd take Jaden Daniels. Yeah, everyone's like, it's been Caleb Williams for 3 years.
Right.
Nah.
Remember
Bears
when,
got it wrong.
And you remember
when Jaden Daniels should have went first.
And you remember when Cliff Kingsbury showed up in Chicago at one point, where I'm thinking, okay, they're going to get him from USC to be the OC for this guy. And they went to Shane Waldron instead. And now Cliff Kingsbury is dialing it up for Jaden Daniels. Dialing up tackle eligible plays on the goal line. Dialing up keepers with some interesting designs on the goal line. Calling for go routes to end games with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to say, okay, kid, dot it. Oh, my word.
You feel me?
I still think this is an overreaction. It was still too soon, but I definitely think the first guy in the draft to make everybody feel that the team that drafted him won the hit the quarterback jackpot that everybody's hoping for. Everybody's hoping for in the NFL. Everybody's hoping that the quarterback they draft in the top of the draft. You're hoping you hit the Drake May jackpot, right?
Fingers crossed.
You know, the way that Kansas City hit the Mahomes jackpot and the Bills hit the Josh Allen jackpot. So I can't push back on that. But to say right now that this should have happened, plus maybe he wound up in the right spot. Nature versus nurture. Just look at Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, right?
I'd say second year in a row, number twos look great.
What and more than number one?
More than number one.
So Caleb Williams being benched in week 3 next year is going to be amazing.
Wow.
Unexpected, it would be. What else?
You mentioned Josh Allen. I think it's pretty obvious. Josh Allen is the MVP after 3 weeks, and the Bills are the best team in the NFL.
I can't push back on that. I can't say that what we haven't seen is anything but special and unexpected, that they are better. And I think, again, it's because the expectation that has been absolutely hanging over the team, and I only use that word is because they have not met them, or Mahomes makes sure they don't meet them, seems to have weighed them down. And so far, so good. Can't push back that Josh Allen's not most valuable and that the Bills have looked the best of anybody through 3 weeks. And I'm sure Minnesota fans and Seattle fans are feeling disrespected or whatever, but can't push back on that. I don't even think they can either, but go for it, Chris. What else?
Yeah, it's opposite end of the spectrum what happened in Cincinnati. Bengals are in serious trouble. They're going to have a top 10 pick in the draft this
year. I think that's an overreaction. So they go only 500 the rest of the way. They wind up 7-10. Because again, 7-10. Anytime you keep
six
on,
and 11,
you know, and I appreciate you frequently bringing up the threshold being a top 10 pick. And again, last year the Jets were 10. They were 7-10. They had a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
You're saying Joe Burrow and the Bengals only play 500 football the rest of the way?
I don't see much room for improvement. They look terrible.
Well, defensively, Burrow. Burrow on occasion has the offense has stalled in the red zone. Other than that, you know, he's the other quarterback with 3 touchdowns and 300 yards in a single game this year, other than Andy Dalton.
Yeah, that was game script. Defensively, they were behind the whole game.
Defensively, I have my issues with this team, but I'm not going to sit here and say the Bengals go 500 the rest of the way. What else, Chris?
All right, yesterday on the podcast, Rich, you know, get that podcast wherever you get your podcast right now.
Thank you.
I told you that Will Levis was the next young quarterback on Bench Watch,
yes.
Yeah, well, we're actually officially on Joe Flacco watch in Indianapolis.
That's, why would you buy into what he was texting the group over the weekend? Why would you do that?
Because Anthony Richardson looks terrible. And he hasn't played a lot of football. If you want to win now, you go with the guy who's a winner and can win now, and that's Joe Flacco.
Dude, why are you just disrespecting my opinion like that?
Because I disrespected it to your texting face.
That's what I'm asking. I didn't have a chance to speak to you in person about it. It was just a thought.
Go for it.
You know,
I'll give you the floor.
I just saw some very bad picks, and I was like, oof, man.
This guy is the future. He is the future of this team.
Right.
And the whole
right.
point about Anthony Richardson was what a shame it was last year that they could not give him the reps and the games that he needed to season. And when he came out of Florida, that was the whole idea, is he was like the least pro ready. And he wound up starting because they weren't going to go with Gardner Minshew. And I'll tell you what, with all due respect to our friend, with all due respect to our friend Gardner Minshew, or I'll consider him a friend. If Anthony Richardson was in Las Vegas right now, he'd be starting. So the Colts need to get him the reps and the time, and it will look choppy, and it will look like it did under, two different snaps? One snap, he throws to Alec Pierce for 50 yards, and it's like, whoa. And then the next snap, he doesn't see 3 Bears right in front of him, and he throws it right to him. The Colts just need to live and die with that right now because he's the answer, and Shane Steichen is the guy they brought in for him with the RPOs. Give it some time, man.
He has the lowest completion percentage in the NFL and the second lowest QBR. What are we doing?
Okay. That's an overreaction. Both of you guys should be ashamed.
All I did was ask a question.
I know you did.
Flacco won awards last year and took a team to the playoffs.
The fact, TJ, that he's taken that germ of an idea
and
placed it in this segment.
Yeah, that was my
only speaks poorly of your initial germ of a thought. What else, Chris?
Wait a second.
I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to another team that's grossly underperforming, the San Francisco 49ers. Giving in and paying Brandon Ayuk, big mistake. Shouldn't have done it.
I'm just going to go out and say he looks like a guy who didn't play a single rep between the Super Bowl and Week 1. Pretty much.
You know what they should do is go back and take all the money that they have accrued for him.
Yeah.
Say we're taking backsies and we're giving it all to Jawad Jennings, a guy that actually earned it and deserves it.
I got it. I'll push back on this right now.
And then make sure Christian McCaffrey clears customs and gets back from Germany in one piece.
Oh my God, you're not kidding. I know whatever Dr. Sprockets can figure out with his calf and his Achilles,
going on
man.
Over there?
I mean, that one, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Went from McCaffrey saying the Friday before the season,
I'm good.
Like, I'm fine. And then he's a deactivation.
Like Monday night, right? 90 minutes before the game.
Right. And then he goes on IR. And now, you know, a week before the IR is up, he's in Germany looking at this thing. And you're focused on Brandon Ayuk, you know, backing up a Brinks truck on the York family.
Dumb.
Improperly. And I say that's still an overreaction. It's three games, pal.
They should have just traded him to Pittsburgh.
What else? You got one more?
Oh, I got a couple more. You know who's been awesome? Top five wide receiver in the league. Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
This dude is a superstar.
He supplanted CeeDee Lamb in that top five right now.
Lamb out, Rice in.
You know what I'm doing? I'm using the chart. Because I'm effing around with TJ.
You're about to find out. You're about to find out.
Right now, you got to say that. He's phenomenal. All right, I'll buy this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
Well, who's the other four then, Richard?
The other four are not CeeDee Lamb.
That doesn't tell me anything.
Jamar Chase, after last night, I mean, he looked good.
He's knocking on the door, let's put it that way.
She rice looks
hour three coming up for our radio audience on the program. All right, brother. You got one more?
Do you think we need one more?
Okay, we'll do one more. I love
it. All right, we'll get one.
I honestly love the silent movie acting moves you make when you're so surprised that drop that you know is coming was played.
I didn't know I had no word. Look, it's still early, okay? You know what I mean? Miami is circling the drain, and they're going to get Mike McDaniel fired. However,
oh, no.
They should call the Steelers about Russell Wilson. Save their season.
He'll get handled when it gets handled.
Call the Steelers about Russ Wilson.
Russell Wilson's not playing in Pittsburgh this year. Like, we really need to just be honest, and Mike Tomlin should be honest with us. Fields is the guy for the rest of the year.
He looks
great. Russ isn't going to play. He wants to play. Save Tua from himself. You can't roll with Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle.
How about this?
And whoever else.
How about this?
Snoop Huntley.
You know, I love McDaniel. He's not getting fired. He just got extended. Number one, that's number one. Number two is he just needs to channel his inner LaFleur and figure something out. It doesn't help that Raheem Mostert's out. Let's try and run the ball against the Tennessee Titans and give Skylar Thompson some way to get through the day. Because Tua clearly is coming back, guys. Unless there's some shocker. He flew with the team to Seattle on a six-hour flight. He clearly is staying around the team. I don't think he's quitting. So,
with all due respect.
So I don't believe calling for Russ is what they're going to do yet. Unless they get some news that Tua's out. And that might, you know, be closer to the trade deadline. But that's an interesting food for thought right there. Hour three coming up. Mike Silver and what's up with that Achilles and Christian McCaffrey's calf. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Very so fun. Thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.